Welcome to Shomar Shalom Nadash, your sponsor, Leonish Masam HaKasholim Le'av HaSitzchok. We're holding Ksuvah's Daf Kuf Gimel. The Gemara says, and with base, Ahu Yoyim Medash Kafta de Rebbe, simple understanding, we talk about the day of the Levaya of Rebbe, Nafka Baskor Levomro. Came out of Baskor and says, Kol Dehavo Be'ash Kafta de Rebbe, Mezumenu L'chai Elam Abo. Anybody who was in the Levaya of Rebbe is Mezumen L'chai Elam Abo. And the Gemara goes on to say there was a Hu Koivis, this cleaner, that he missed out on Rebbe's Levaya. So therefore, he went to the roof, he jumped down to the ground, and he killed himself. He's also Mezumen L'chai Elam Abo. So a few questions in this Gemara, trying to understand what's going on over here. But first of all, what's chat? Anybody who was in Rebbe's Levaya, is Mezumen L'chai Elam Abo. Why, if someone is there, he's Mezumen L'chai Elam Abo? What's pshat? Why is this, what's the shaykhus to that? Number two is, Toises asks, we know that we have a klal, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chilek L'Elam Abo. Everybody in Am Yisrael has a part in L'Elam Abo. So what's special with the ones that came to the Levaya of Rebbe? And finally, how do we understand the story of the Koivis? The Koivis committed suicide. He jumped off the roof and he's Zoyich L'chai Elam Abo. How do we understand such a thing? Really, the Mefarshim were bothered with that, but with that, the Ben Yoyada wants to say they didn't really attempt to commit suicide. He was just so sad, and therefore he fell from the roof and died. But Al Kolponim, it's one of the questions that we have here in the sugya. So first, we need to know, who is this Koivis? This Koivis that fell from the roof, who was it? We find two different Gemaras that speak about a Koivis that was during the days of Rebbe. One Gemara is the Gemara Nedar, and Daf Mem Aleph, the Gemara brings the Rebbe forgot 13 Ape Hilchasa, 13 ways of Halacha. So Rabbi Chiya taught him 7 back, but he couldn't figure out the other 6. Until came Ahu Katsra. Katsra in Aramaic means a Koivis, and he heard Rebbe when he learned it in the first time, he's the one who taught it back to Rebbe. And if Rebbe told him, you're the one who gave me Chaim, he gave Rabbi Chiya Chaim, he was someone who actually gave Torah to Rebbe. The Marsha there in the Dorm says, that's the same Koivis that died here when Rebbe died. But there's another Gemara. The Gemara in Babas of Chesem Dalf. And then there the Gemara says, the Rebbe says, Ein Puranus Ba'lo Ilom Ele Bishul HaMe'aretz. There's a Puranus only because I'm Ma'aretz. I think one brings the whole story. There was a tax that was put on the city, a city that many Ma'aretz lived in. So when some of them left the city, some of the tax went out. And then eventually there was only one person left in the city, was Amoritz, and that was that Koivis. And then they put the whole entire tax on the Koivis. And Rebbe says, you see, the Amoritz are responsible for the fact that we got this tax burden. And therefore the Koivis is the one who had to pay the entire tax. So here we call the Koivis an Amoritz. Seems over here very different than the Gemara and the Dorm. The Gemara and the Dorm seems to be the Koivis was the one who taught Rebbe Torah. But the Gemara Basra seems to be a Koivis was Amoritz. And the Chasam Sefer learns over here that the Gemara here is referring to that Koivis, the Koivis of Boabasra, the Koivis who is Amoritz. And with this, let's try to understand the sugya over here. There's an unbelievable word that's brought down in many Svarim in the name of many G'dayli Hadoros. But few of the places bring in the name of a Yisrael Salanter. I saw in the Sefer Orech Yesharim, the Yisrael Salanter said it in a drasha before Kol Nidre. And there Yisrael Salanter said that there's a machlekes rabbanon and a Rebbe. If Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva, or you need tshuva to be in order to be mechaper on Yom Kippur. Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva. She's going through Yom Kippur, you have kapar. Now we know that Misa Tzadikim is mechaper as well. We compare Mita Tzadikim to Yom Kippurim, it's also a day of Kippur. Another story that Yisrael Salanter says, and many others, is that the day that a tzaddik is nifter, the Ashkaftei the Rebbe, the day that there's a ptira of a tzaddik, so that day we paskan halacha like that tzaddik. The day of the Hilula, we go with this pshat, or this halacha. So we mail it. When Rebbe is nifter, it's a din like Yom Kippur, and that day we go with the shita of Rebbe. And what's the shita of Rebbe? That you don't need tshuva. You automatically enter through the kapar of that day, you get kapar. And with this, we go to the Maharal says here in the sugya. Maharal says, number one, going back to the question of Tosis, I call this all yesterday a chelik l'mabo. Look at the Maharal, yeah, there's a chelik l'mabo, a piece l'mabo. But mezuman l'chay l'mabo is a much higher level. And so the Chidor sends us to the Arizal in Chalma Marei Chazal that brings over there the mezuman l'chay l'mabo is a much higher level than the chelik l'mabo. Only big tzaddikim mezuman l'chay l'mabo. So this is the big mile that happened in the day the Rebbe was Nifter. That even people, they usually don't able to get the mezum l'chay l'mabo on their own. But because it was the p'tira of Rebbe, they get a special schus to go through a halachic Rebbe, even though they don't deserve it. So the Maharal, that's the story of this koivis. This koivis is a Rasha. He was such a Rasha that the only way for him to connect, to get to that level of kapara, was only to die. And this goes another straight of the Maharal. The Maharal says it in the Zohar of Yudzayim. In the Sugya of Lozor ben Durdio, we talk about there without going into the mindset, big Russia, that when he did Shuvah, he died. So the Maharal there says that Shuvah means the person returns to what's left good in him. And he's connected to that place. But as a person who's such a Russia, he's completely bad, the only way for him to go back to fix himself is to die. Says the Maharal, that's what it means over here, that he jumped from the roof. Not that he literally jumped from the roof. But he left the life that he has over here. He left this roof called the life, which is the life of a Rasha, to connect to a higher level. And immediately, based on everything we learned, this is the Mahalach. When Rebbe was Nifter, there's a special Inyan over here. Rebbe Lishitaso, that when you have Kapar in the world, even without Tshuva, even without the Maisim, a person is able to get to a much higher place. Anybody who was in the Levaya of Rebbe, Mizum L'Chayel Mabo, he goes to that level of place of Zim L'Chayel Mabo, that you don't get usually unless you're a tzaddik. But the Shkat of the Rebbe, that we paskin like Rebbe, that you do Kiyom Kippur without Tshuva, everybody was zeichet to that. And that's the story of this Koivis, that he missed out. So he died, meaning he left the life that he has over here, and he was still able to connect to that special kapara that you had in Ashkafta the Rebbe. Anyone who wants to join the Shur Machshava, email us to WhatsApp, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.